الله الله
إيدر
القابض الباسط الخافض الرافع المعز المذل السميع البصير الحكيم.
You're listening to Eidars.com.
الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وما آتاكم الرسول فخذوه وما نهاكم عنه فانتهوا صدق الله العظيم سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقهوا قولي دروس شيخ الله Respected brothers, respected elders, mothers and sisters listening at home, when we study the sublime character of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, one can only marvel at some of the most beautiful characteristic features given to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Ulama have mentioned from the many beautiful attributes, from the many beautiful characteristic features of Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam, one very striking khulq feature of Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam was the title that the Arabs had given him. Allah's Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam was given the title in Arabia to be Askhan Nas. The word Askha is derived from the root word Sakhiyun. Allah's Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam was considered to be the most generous, the most generous, Allahu Akbar, magnanimous hearted. When he gave unwittingly without fear. And Allah's Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam was well known for his charity. In fact, Hazrat Jabir radiallahu ta'ala an is the narrator. He says that in the vocabulary of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam, the word la did not exist. The word la means to refuse or to say no. The word la did not exist. Throughout the life of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam, not a single incident is recorded that a man came and he asked Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam for something to which Allah's Nabi said no. Never ever did he say no. He never said no from his mouth. In fact, Allah's Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam's khulq is even mentioned in one beautiful verse of the Quran. Allah describes the character of Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. وَأَمَّا السَّائِلَ فَلَا تَنْهَرْ. Allah's Nabi never ever disclaimed the request of a needy person. That he came and Allah's Nabi said no to him. Never. That has never ever happened. Subhanallah al-Azim. Hazrat Anas radiallahu ta'ala an is the narrator. He says that we were sitting with Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam and a man came and he said, Ya Rasulullah, can you give me a valley filled with goats? A valley filled with goats. Now obviously, at a personal level, Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam did not have anything of the sort to own such wealth. But certainly from the Muslim treasury, that power was with Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And Sahaba-i Kiram ajma'een were shocked that this man comes not for one goat or two goats or one camel or two camels, but he wants a valley filled with goats. Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam with one command said to the companions, give him enough goats that a valley is filled with all the animals that he wants. Allahu Akbar. Sahaba-i kiram ajma'in were shocked. What he requested, what he wanted, Allah's Nabi gave him. A valley filled with goats. In fact, in one narration it is said, Allah's Nabi said, go to that certain valley which is filled with goats. Everything what you see belongs to you. Allahu Akbar. This man was the leader of the tribe. He went to his people and he said to them, embrace Islam, become Muslims, because I have come from a man who has no fear of poverty. This man, when he gives bountifully, that dispels any fear of poverty. So when you give, when he gives, he does not show any fear of poverty that might come to him. So all of you must become Muslims. That is why Hazrat Anas radiallahu ta'ala anha has said that in the beginning many, many people had embraced Islam because of the generosity of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam, because of his charity. Subhanallah al-Azim. Hazrat Safwan radiallahu ta'ala anha says that until the day of Hunayn, Allah's Nabi Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam was the man most despicable to me on to my sight, aliyazu billah. This is what he said when he was in that state of kufr until the day of Hunayn. But come the day of Hunayn, Allah's Nabi showered me with wealth, and Allah's Nabi became the most dearest to me. This is the power of money. That is why Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, "Kad al-faqru an yakuna kufran." Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save us from poverty. It can destabilize your iman. It can really shake you. And Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam said that poverty can sometimes even change your inner condition, that you might even become a kafir. And this is what you see. Go to Africa, go to many countries in the world. Not only by money, but food, shelter that is given to you to impress the people. And as a society as a whole are prepared to change even their religious identity. In their hundreds they want to change. Why? When aid comes. Allahu Akbar. My respected brothers and elders, this was the policy of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam, that Allah's Nabi, though would show them money and would give them money to encourage them to come towards Hidayah, towards Islam. But when they would stay in the company of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam for less than 24 hours, there was a complete transformation in them. In fact, they would learn the art of investing in the hereafter. This is how they became. And so, to invite them, to bring them closer towards Islam and to Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam, even if it meant to spend money on them, to shower wealth on them, Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam accepted that. And when they would come towards Islam, they would become sincere Muslims. That is why during the day of Hunayn, Allah's Nabi gave Aqra' 100 camels. How many camels, brothers? 100 camels. One single donation. And even to Hazrat Uyayna, Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, give him 100 camels. Subhanallah, is it easy for someone to give 100 camels, my respected brothers? This is the sakhawat, the charity of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Once, Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala an is in fact the narrator of this hadith. He says that I was with Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam and a man came begging in front of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam, asking for help. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam said to him that at this minute I haven't got anything to give you, but If you want, you can take a loan or buy something on my name and I will settle the accounts. Take something on my name and I will settle the account. Now Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala an, subhanallah, out of sheer love of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said to Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Ya Rasulullah, do you have to go to such lengths in order to provide for people? Do you have to go to that limit of allowing people to take qarz, debt on your name, and that you will settle the account? You, Allah, has not commanded you to put yourself in this difficulty. Now Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did not like this gesture coming from Hazrat Umar ibn al-Khattab radiyallahu ta'ala an, and in fact it was visible. And so Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam put his head down. Immediately a sahabi retorted very quickly to please Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he said, Ya Nabi Allah, spend and spend and spend, and don't fear of any shortfall from the Lord of the Mighty Throne. Don't fear any shortfall from the Lord of the Mighty Throne. That is your desire, Ya Rasulullah? Then spend in the path of Allah. That brought a smile on the face of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And he said, yes, this is what my Allah has instructed me. This is what Allah wants from me. And this was never the habit of Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to accumulate wealth. Never. One lady came and she gave a gift to Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It was a shawl. And it had embroidery on the edges. It was embroidered on the edges of it. And she said, Ya Rasulullah, I have especially woven this with my hands and it is a gift for you. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam took it and he put it on, a shawl, a shawl, a very beautiful shawl. At that time in the hadith it comes, Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was in need of a shawl. And so one man saw this beautiful shawl wrapped around Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And he came and he said, Ya Rasulullah, oh, isn't this a beautiful shawl? Why don't you give this shawl to me? Why don't you give this shawl or shawl to me? And some of the senior sahaba kiram ajma'in got so angry. This man, he knows that if you ask anything from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah's Nabi will not say no. And Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, you like it? And he said, yes, it's so beautiful. Allah's Nabi immediately took it out and gave it to him. Allahu Akbar. And some of the companions took that individual on the side, pushing him and saying, is this what you do to Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? And that young sahabi said that, Allah is my witness, the only reason why I had asked this shawl from Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, because it had touched the blessed body of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and I want to use this shawl as my kafan, as my shroud at my demise when I pass away. So that maybe this will be a means of my maghfirat, that it has touched the Nabi, and this is my kafan. That is the only reason I took this opportunity to ask. Otherwise, there is no other intention. Sahaba ikiram ajma'in, then let him go. But my respected brothers and elders, this was the seerah, and this was one of the main functions of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Askhan nas, magnanimous hearted, he would give. Anyone who came, he gave. Allahu Akbar. A man came to Hazrat Bilal radiyallahu ta'ala an, and said to him, Ya Bilal, you are the one who was very close to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Explain to me the expenditure of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, how he would spend. Hazrat Bilal radiyallahu ta'ala an said that it was the sunnah of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that he would never amass or accumulate wealth. He would never keep wealth for himself. But his habit was, if he saw anyone in Madinatul Munawwara dressed up inadequately or there were signs of desperation on him, Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam would call me and say to me, Bilal, make arrangements for that individual or make arrangement for those people, a group of people that are here. And I would arrange clothes for them and food for them. And so that man said, how would you do it, Ya Bilal? And he says, well, what I would do is I would go to the companions and take qarz, take a loan in the name of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and I would say that Allah's Nabi wants qarz from you and he will repay you that amount slowly. And when that money was given to me, I would buy food and clothes for them and arrange everything for those individuals. And Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam would say, that is fine. So this was the habit of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Anyone in desperation, even before they could come to Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam, Allah's Nabi would make arrangements. And usually he would inform Hazrat Bilal radiallahu ta'ala. And so there was a man in Madinatul Munawwara, possibly a Jew, Wallahu A'lam. But in Madinatul Munawwara, there were many Jews at that time, Wallahu A'lam. But there was a disbeliever, a kafir who was there, not a mu'min, not a believer. He came to Hazrat Bilal radiallahu ta'ala and he says, Ya Bilal, I'm a wealthy man. I have a lot of wealth. And I see that you do a lot of good works. You serve your prophet. Whenever you see someone who is in need, you take qarz debt from people and they give you the money and you provide for the people. So do me a favor. From now on, whenever you need anything, you need any help, come to me. Don't go to anyone, come to me. And this man is a non-Muslim. Come to me and I will help you. Hazrat Bilal radiallahu ta'ala answered that, subhanallah, Allah has opened up the door. But everything is in the knowledge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and there is a reason for every incident that takes place. And so it became the habit of Hazrat Umar, Hazrat Bilal radiallahu ta'ala an, to go to him, ask for qarz, he would give again, until a day came that the debt had increased significantly. And so one day this man came to Hazrat Bilal radiallahu ta'ala an, and he said to him, O Abyssinian. What did he say? O Abyssinian. Hazrat Bilal took no offense and he said, Labbaik, what is it that you want? He said, O Abyssinian, tell me, how many days are left to the end of the month? So Hazrat Bilal radiallahu ta'ala answered, 4 days. He said that, do you think the wealth that I have given you is because of some respect that I have for you or your prophet? Do you think the money that you have taken from me is because of some form of veneration that I give to your prophet? No, I don't like you and I don't like your Nabi. And I'm giving you 4 days to repay me, otherwise I will enslave you. I will make you into a slave. And he said that this was a trick that I gave you the money, so that I put this difficulty on you. And when you can't repay me immediately, what would happen in Makkah and Medina at that time is that a person had that power and that authority to make him a slave. So he said that I have a farm and I have many animals there and you're a strong man. I will treat you as a slave and take you as a slave because you haven't paid me. This was a difficult moment for Hazrat Bilal. And this qarz was from who? From? For Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Exactly what happens in the banks today. People want £2,000, £3,000, they don't make sabr. They'll go to the bank, take interest. You take £2,000, you have to pay £4,000. Take £4,000, you have to pay £6,000. La ilaha illallah. And this is a trap, this is from shaitan, interest. Shaitan, make sabr. Subhanallah. Allah is the one who is Razzaq and Allah is the one who is the provider. If you are in difficulty, read Suratul Waqi'ah every night. Be Allah's and Allah will open the door for you. Be steadfast upon the fara'is of Sharia. Make sure that you are regular in your salah. Make sure you ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And so, very quickly, Hazrat Bilal radiallahu ta'ala started to panic. and he gave his adhan for Isha. After Isha, he came to Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and he says, Ya Rasulallah, we've been serving so many people here, those that were in need, but now this man wants to make me a slave. I have only 4 days. And Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was listening to him. It was late in the night, Isha, and it was the sunnah of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that after Isha, Allah's Nabi would rest, because they would wake up for tahajjud. And so Hazrat Bilal radiallahu ta'ala an left the house of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and came to his house again, all worried. Hazrat Bilal said that I had decided that immediately after Fajr tomorrow I will make a runner. I will run. And so he got some of the things that were necessary: shoes, socks, a sword, shield, water skin, whatever that he needed. And he says, what I'll do, I'll become ghaib, I'll go underground for a few days until Allah's Nabi has enough money to settle the debts. Once he has settled the debts, he'll call me and I will come back. But I don't want to become a slave. Allahu Akbar. The taklif, the difficulty, the excruciating pain that he went through in Makkatul Mukarramah. And now freedom is given in Madinatul Munawwara, yet you have those that want to enslave Hazrat Bilal radiallahu ta'ala an. He says he was all ready and he couldn't even sleep in the night. At the crack of dawn, Subah Sadiq, just before Subah Sadiq, someone came knocking at the door of Hazrat Bilal. Ah Bilal, ya Bilal. Hazrat Bilal was scared. Who is this? He says, yes, who is it? He said, Bilal, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is calling you. This is Subah Sadiq. Hazrat Bilal radiallahu ta'ala an quickly, mashallah, went to meet Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, Bilal, what was in your mind? Huh? What was in your mind? And he said, don't you know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made arrangements for you? Allah will settle your debts. Allah will settle your debts. To please Him, Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, your debts. Allah is pleasing your debts. Halaki, they were the debts of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But to make Him happy, Allah's Nabi is saying that Allah wants to settle your debts. Don't worry. And he says, how is that possible, Ya Rasulullah? Such an amount. He says, go outside and have a look. Hazrat Bilal radiallahu ta'ala went outside and he saw 4 camels fully laden with wealth. Fully laden with wealth. 4 camels fully loaded with wealth. And Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, after Fajr, go and pay off all your creditors, pay off your debts. And Hazrat Bilal radiallahu ta'ala was overjoyed. He said, after Fajr Salah, I went towards Jannatul Baqi. Nowadays, Jannatul Baqi is quite different. During the time of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the first section of Jannatul Baqi was at a high slope. And then there was, it was a downhill from one side. It was a downhill from one side. And in fact, it was a very small cemetery. Where Hazrat Uthman radiallahu ta'ala an is resting today, that was the garden of Hazrat Uthman. Today it has been included into Jannatul Baqi. So actually Hazrat Uthman is resting in his own garden. That part of land belonged to Hazrat Bilal, Hazrat Uthman radiallahu ta'ala an. There's a massive extension to Jannatul Baqi. So he stood up because it was at a high platform. And he said, those who I owe money, or those who owe money to Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, subhanallah, all of you come, those that have the debt, the qarz of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Now, straight after Fajr, and it is said that that Jewish man or that man did not come. And so Hazrat Bilal radiallahu ta'ala again started screaming to the direction where this man was living. And then someone said to him that, I think Bilal is calling you. I think Hazrat Bilal is calling you. And this man came and he says, yes Bilal, how many days are left for you to become my slave? And he said that whatever is the amount, I have everything ready for you. And Hazrat Bilal radiallahu ta'ala and paid him all the amount, and it is said that there were still some silver coins left, dirhams that were left. And so he brought those dirhams to Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he said, Ya Rasulullah, I have paid off the debts, no creditors left, and this is the remaining amount. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, it does not befit a Nabi to take back an amount at home. And he says, O Bilal, find again needy people in Madinatul Munawwara and give charity. Until even this money is not given in charity, I will not go to my house. Allahu Akbar. And Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam returned back to the masjid. And Hazrat Bilal radiallahu ta'ala went back to look for some masakeen and fuqara, and he gave them that money. And then he said, Ya Rasulullah, now we have no money. And then Allah's Nabi returned back to his house, to his rooms. This was the sunnah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Now some of you might be wondering that it's about the biography of Hazrat Uthman radiallahu ta'ala an. But my respected brothers, I wanted to show the true character of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as far as charity is concerned. And realistically, my respected brothers, it seems that this quality and trait was transferred to Hazrat Uthman radiallahu ta'ala. Again, from amongst the companions, most famously known for charity was Hazrat Uthman radiallahu ta'ala. Allahu Akbar. All of these qualities of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it was as if though were given to Hazrat Uthman radiallahu ta'ala. Some incredible stories have been mentioned with regards to the charity of Hazrat Uthman radiallahu ta'ala. It is said that during the battle of Tabuk. Now Tabuk was at a distance, very far. And Tabuk came at a difficult time for the Muslimin. Madinatul Munawwara was hit with famine and severe drought, very hot, not a trace of water. In fact, ulama have mentioned that during the time of Tabuk, Sahaba-i Kiram ajma'een would have to grind the leaves of trees to get some nutrition, to get some energy and strength. This was the difficulty at that time. So it was a very difficult moment. And Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to the companions that prepare for this battle of Tabuk. And Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made an appeal for donation, chanda, from the companions of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When he made an appeal, he said that who will give in the path of Allah? It is said that Hazrat Uthman radiallahu ta'ala an stood up and he said, Ya Rasulullah, alayya mi'atu ba'ir. Alayya mi'atu ba'ir. From me, I give 100 camels. 100 camels, fully loaded, with the saddles, with the sword, with the water, skin, whatever that is needed during those days, the shield, everything, with everything there. 100 camels. Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam looked at Uthman and started smiling at him. And then Allah's Nabi said again, I want some more. Who will assist Islam again? Again, Hazrat Uthman radiallahu ta'ala stood up and he said, Alayya mi'ata ba'ir. Ya Rasulullah, I will give you 200 camels now. So first it was 100 and plus 200. Total 300 camels from one man, Hazrat Uthman. Again in the hadith it comes, Allah's Nabi said, I want more. I want more. Hazrat Uthman radiallahu ta'ala stood up and he said, Alayya salatu mi'ati ba'ir. Ya Rasulullah, from me 300 camels. Ab counting kare kitne hue? 600 camels in one majlis from one man, one man's donation. Allahu Akbar. And in one narration it is said that he came and he whispered to Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I have given 600 camels, Ya Rasulullah, I will put another 350 camels. Total kitne hue? 950 camels. And I always say, my respected brothers, today when we go for Hajj, just to do qurbani of one camel nowadays, we the people of pounds, holding Her Majesty Queen Elizabeth's photo, huh? 50 pound ironed note in the pocket, find it difficult to make qurbani of a camel. Yeah? And 950 camels are given. These were incredible people. And then he said, Ya Rasulullah, 950, no, I want to finish off 1000. I will give you 50 Arab horses. Arab horses, 50, Arabi ghore. Total kitne hue? 1000. Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam got so happy. And like I said in the last darse hadith, that at times people don't understand, but because of wealth they can acquire such status and position, subhanallah, that perhaps a layman could not even dream of. And Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam gave him a dua. And he said, Ma ala Uthman ba'da amila hadha. Ma ala Uthman ma amila ba'da hadhi. That this act of charity suffices for Uthman for everything that he has done. For everything that he has done. Now, muhaddiseen have mentioned that there are two meanings of the glad tidings given to him. The first meaning is that even if Hazrat Uthman was not to commit himself to any other optional good deeds, of course, farz is farz. Farz is farz. He would have to pray his farais. But other than that, if he did not commit himself to any other good deeds, this charity would suffice for everything that should have been done recorded in the book of deeds for Uthman radiallahu ta'ala. And the second meaning is, ulama have mentioned that because of this charity, Allah has forgiven your past sins and your future sins. And Allah's Nabi is saying that if due to human deficiency, if Hazrat Uthman was to commit sins, even then Allah would forgive him. Because of that charity, 1,000, Allahu Akbar, camels and horses given in the path of Allah in the battle of Tabuk. That was not enough, my respected brothers. He wanted to please Allah's Nabi. It is said that he had 1,000 dinar. What are dinar? Gold coins. What are dinars? Gold coins. Hazrat, and this is again during the battle of Tabuk. It is said that, if I remember the hadith, Ja'a Uthman ila Rasulillah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam bi alfi dinarin fi kummihi. Hazrat Uthman radiallahu ta'ala an came to Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with 1,000 gold coins rolled up in his sleeves. Rolled up in his sleeves. And Allah's Nabi was sitting in the masjid. And it is said that he unfolded his sleeves in front of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And 1,000 dinars fell in front of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah's Nabi got so happy. In fact, in sheer jubilation, Allah's Nabi was digging his auspicious fingers in the heap of the coins that were there, putting his fingers there. And he says, Subhanallah, Ya Uthman, O Uthman, O Uthman. Again, glad tidings was given to him. And Allah's Nabi said, Uthman, Allah has forgiven all your sins. Allahu Akbar. These were great individuals, my respected brothers. It is very, very important that we understand that this man was a very special man. A very special man who gave in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And in fact, it was this main attribute and function of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to be askhan nas. It seems that this share and portion of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was especially given, and it was distributed to this one sahabi whose name was Hazrat Uthman radiallahu ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also give us the tawfiq, my respected brothers, that we even give in the path of Allah. What we give, Allah will increase. Wa akhiru da'wana and alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Dua kareem. Allahumma salli ala sayyidina wa nabiyyina wa maulana Muhammadin nabiyil ummi wa ala alihi wa sallim taslima. Hamare hal mein Maulana Mushtaq sahab ke walid sahab ka intiqal hua hai. Unke liye bhi maghfirat ki dua ki jaye. Allah rabbul alamin unki maghfirat farmaye. Sare marhumin ki maghfirat farmaye. Jo bimar hai, Allah rabbul alamin unko ahadees ki barkat se shifa naseeb kare. اللهم صل على سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمد النبي الأمي وعلى آله وسلم تسليما. اللهم تقبل منا وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم. اللهم إنا نسألك من رضاك والجنة ونعوذ بك من غضبك والنار رب اغفر وارحم وأنت خير الراحمين. اللهم اشفنا اللهم اشف مرضانا اللهم اشفنا اللهم اشف مرضانا. وصلى الله تعالى على خير خلقه محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه وأزواجه وذرياته وأهل بيته أجمعين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين.